Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode's called Love Talk with Donnie.
Love Talk with Donnie. Love Talk with Donnie.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today's going to be a podcast takeover. My nephew, Donovan.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
He is a 10-year-old aspiring podcaster, and I'm letting him call the shots today.
Yes, sir.
So are you ready for your big podcast debut?
It's scary. I've always wanted to be like on YouTube or like Spotify. People will hear me on a platform for the first time ever. And that just means a lot to me. So of course I'm ready.
Okay, good. Don't forget to speak in the mic. Not too close, not too far. Direct, yeah, exactly. Yes, he has a sheet of paper. If you can hear that paper. Yes, so right before this, I asked him to write a little outline.
Yeah.
Because we've done another interview, but it was so loud, so crazy, and it was improv. So now you're prepared, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Are you nervous?
What kind of question is that?
You don't seem nervous.
I'm not nervous at all. No.
He's born for this. This guy, he's a personality. I'm going to drink my tea, and I'm ready to be interviewed. Go ahead.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe. Not your average Joe.
All right. We got 7 questions. Question 1. What is the meaning of love?
Goes right into the deep end.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know, why are you asking me questions about love?
What will it be like for me?
You want to hear my answers to your questions about love so you can understand what love is for you?
Yeah. Like, and who my love wants to be, like, who I want to be. Do I want to be single? Do I want to be with someone? Or do I want to be single?
I mean, that's a question I'm asking myself. So we're in the same boat. 10 years old, 30 years old, doesn't matter? I don't really know.
Honestly, it kind of, but kind of not.
Okay, so your question is, what is the meaning of love? Well, I'm drinking a tea, and I'm going to read a quote that I think is very applicable here. The purpose of life is to know yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, and be yourself.
Wow. That's a lot of yourselves.
It's a lot of yourself. So love, I think, is loving yourself enough to treat yourself well with other people that you let into your life. A lot of people look for love to fill holes in their own hearts of, you know, sad things that they don't feel happy about, and they use love, romantic love, as a crutch. And I've done that before. We all do. It's natural. And love is exciting. Love is so fun. Love is like the thing that gets you excited about the day and giddy, and when that person texts you or looks at you. Do you have a crush?
Not yet.
Do you think girls have crushes on you?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure what girls think. What boys think, what anyone thinks. I don't know what anyone thinks. As long as they go up to me and tell me, I will know.
Sometimes you walk into a room and you just connect to someone, and there's this invisible string that gravitates you towards them. That's really nice. That's rare. That's when crushes begin. So what is the meaning of love? I think it's loving yourself first and then giving love to others, and also having a friendship at the base. Because a lot of times I've dated people where I'm like, damn, I wouldn't even be friends with them. And then that doesn't make any sense. It falls apart.
Yes.
Yes.
That.
Next question, please. Are you satisfied with my answer?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
When and how will you find love?
Oh, I don't know, Donovan. When will I find love?
Oh,
I've been in love many times.
Yes.
You know that.
Yeah.
You've seen. What do you think of my love life?
I thought Panos was the one for you.
We all did, didn't we?
Wait, did you already do a podcast about Panos?
No. I usually don't talk about my love life on YouTube or Spotify or anywhere.
Well, that's why this episode's called Love Talk with Donnie.
And this is the only reason I'm talking about love.
I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm just doing it.
You know, it's a good, juicy topic. I'm sure people will love it.
I love this podcast.
When will I find love? I think when you're 30 years old, you've done a lot of dating in your life. So when you're a teenager and when you're in your 20s, the whole vision that I had as a kid and growing up was to have as many experiences with different people so I could understand who I was and who they were and what I wanted. By the time you turn 30, you've dated enough people and you've seen all of the things that went wrong, so you know more. So now my list is tight. I know exactly what I'm looking for.
Who are you looking for?
It's more about the qualities that I'm looking for.
Like the personality? Like, that brings me straight into my next question. Who you want to marry? What will his personality, his or her personality be like?
Gotta have his or her, it's true. They will have to be kind, hardworking, entrepreneurial. You know what entrepreneurship is, right? No? You know how I work for myself?
Really? You work for yourself?
Yeah, I don't have a boss. Did you know that?
I thought YouTube's boss was your boss. Does YouTube have a boss?
Does YouTube have a boss? Well, YouTube is a company, and anybody who lives off of creating content on YouTube, they're using YouTube as a platform. YouTube takes a percentage of every single creator who makes money on the platform. They take 45% of your money, but then you get the rest of the 55%, and you can build a business. So I've been doing that since you were born.
Really? I thought you stopped.
Well, I started on YouTube and then I stopped on YouTube, but I've always made my own money. So I wake up every single day and I come into this office or wherever I am in the world and I think, what do I want to create and how am I going to make money doing that? And so I don't have a boss. I don't have anybody telling me what to do. And now I even have teams of people that help me. So now I'm technically the boss. Crazy, right? Can you imagine me being a boss?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Do you think I'd be a good boss?
What do you think? I really know that you're going to be the best boss in the world. Hands down.
Why do you have such faith in me, Donnie?
Because you're my aunt. Why else?
Well, hey, you don't have to like me just because I'm your aunt. Aunt. Yeah. Chia.
Yeah, I just see you being a great boss. I don't know why. It's just it's like I have these visions about everything. Sorry, the mic was...
He's a podcaster who is like talking so passionately, the mic is running away from him.
too mushy.
No, okay, so anyways, back to entrepreneurial. So want to be with somebody who's entrepreneurial because I wake up and if I want something, I go after it. So I want to be with somebody who's similar so that we could build something together. I also want somebody who has great relationships with their family because family is super important to me. We share this, you and I. I want somebody who's silly.
Yes.
Silly is good.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody who's creative.
That's me right there.
I want somebody who has siblings because I love my siblings and I love having a bigger family.
Yes, yes.
You know I love Chichu and your mom.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to have a friendship with siblings. And it would be, imagine you marry somebody who then you inherit two more siblings or three more siblings.
Yeah. Imagine that.
So anyways, I want those things. And let me see what else I want. Oh, I want somebody who's unafraid of sharing their emotions and can actually express themselves. Because that's been a struggle in the past.
That is the opposite of, like, my personality is not like that.
You don't think you express yourself?
I will not and cannot express myself.
What do you mean? You're very expressive.
Only with my family. With friends, not so much.
Why? Are you afraid of what they think?
Yes.
Are you afraid that they won't like you anymore if you tell them how you feel?
Some friends can be fake friends. Some friends can be real friends.
How do you know the difference?
I don't until I talk to them about my feelings.
And then how do you know they're a fake friend?
I want to keep friends. But, like, friends that exclude me for their benefit are fake friends.
Trash!
Yeah, trash. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, see, you're learning something that people learn very late in life. You're learning it very early.
Am I?
Yes. That's a lesson that most people will spend most of their life trying to understand, that not everybody who pretends to be a friend is a real friend.
I learn from experience. Yeah.
So what do you do about your fake friends? Do you cut them off, snip, snip, to get the scissors out? Or do you keep them at a distance?
Snip, snip.
You snip, snip it?
I have no idea what that means, but it doesn't sound good. So snip, snip.
Cut them off.
Cut them off.
Do you cut them off? Do you stop talking to them?
Oh, do I stop talking to them? No. I I'm a very talkative person, and I will never stop talking, whether you like it or not.
You just know not to trust.
Watch out, London. I'm coming through.
Wait, why? Because I go back to London soon?
Yeah.
It's true, and you're going to come with me, but you need your passport.
Too bad.
So, yes, fake friends are bad. That's very clear here. Great. Next question.
How many boyfriends did you have?
Boy.
So far.
That's a hard question to answer.
In your last podcast, that was failed, you answered a question and you didn't comment that.
I mean, it's a tough one to answer. I've had many relationships.
And they've never been true.
What do you mean they've never been true?
You broke up with them.
Usually I break up with people. Yes, it's true. Sometimes it's mutual. It just doesn't work out.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's never been true.
It's like, yeah, it's never been the right fit for me for my, like, long life, but it's been good for the time. So have I had, I think I've had, like, 5 serious relationships. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
But I've learned so much in every relationship. And then when I started traveling, I would meet these amazing people who are still...
Panos. You traveled to Greece and met Panos.
I traveled to Greece, I met Panos, and then, you know, there was, like, that
I
long
call
distance.
Him Greek man.
He's Greek man. My nephew is spilling the beans right now. I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to send this to Panos. He'll like it. He loves you.
Panos, I miss you.
And so anyways, even somebody like that. Panos and I had an amazing time, great relationship, good person, but it just wasn't the right time. And it gets complicated because when you travel, you meet these amazing people and you connect with them. But the truth is, like, I'll always come back home to Connecticut to be near you guys. So whoever I'm dating needs to have flexibility. And so it's tricky because I love traveling. I love speaking languages. I love meeting other kinds of people. But if I'm romantically involved, it creates a layer of complication because there will always be distance.
Mm.
Imagine if I didn't come back home for like years because I was dating somebody and got married to somebody abroad.
Wow.
I know. You can't see me doing that, right?
No.
Exactly. And I'm not going to. So yes, I've had around 5 relationships that were serious and flings, little romances here and there.
Mm. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
So what will love be like for me? That is one of the questions, but you already answered that. So wait, did you?
No.
Okay, so what will love be like for me? What do you think?
I think you're the most lovable soul.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Really sure?
Yes.
Really, really sure?
You have a very good moral compass.
Then I believe it.
Do you know what morals are?
Moral is the... No, I don't.
Do you know what values are?
No. Not money terms, no.
Values and morals are things that guide your life. So, for instance, one of my values is family. One of my values is entrepreneurship.
Values are like likings?
Like things that you need in your life.
Things that you need in your life. Okay.
And then your morals are like how you live your life.
The moral of the story.
Exactly. So you have great morals, you have great values, you have so much love to give. I think you're going to fall in love and be loved. And if anybody tries to hurt you, Chia's coming after them.
Chia don't play? Okay, last question. When have you been embarrassed in front of your boyfriend?
Donnie, these questions are good.
Are they?
Yeah. When have I been embarrassed in front of a boyfriend? I mean, like, you know.
Just, like, name one embarrassment.
I think anytime.
One boyfriend.
Like, if, you know, if you sneeze and fart.
A snort.
Yeah, anytime I snort, I think is embarrassing. And then you break the farting seal and then everything is fine. I've heard of people getting divorces because they couldn't fart in front of their boyfriends or wives.
If they farted.
Husbands.
So you're saying if they farted in front of your boyfriends, husbands, girlfriends, or wives, you would break up? You would divorce? Just
because
of the fart?
People literally have.
Oh,
or they've gotten a divorce because they've lived a life in pain because they couldn't fart in front of their husband or wife. And then they, like, didn't want to live a life in pain anymore. Farts are out here causing divorces.
Why?
Because
that's my next question. Why? You
know, hey, listen, I am all for freeing the fart. I'm on team free the fart. Tastefully.
Team fart.
We're on team fart. So I think that about...
Let it out. Don't hold it in.
That wraps us up for the day. Do you have any final questions? Maybe one for the audience? I can't get over a snort. That's so funny. Because it's like a shart.
Okay, no, that's funny. I don't know why snort isn't funny, but a shart is funnier.
Anyways, okay, before we get into the poop conversation, how about we wrap it up?
Yeah, we wrap it up.
It's a great, perfect, healthy episode. You want to conclude us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How do you conclude?
I don't know. Do what feels natural, but just look at the mic. Yep.
Word of the week. On average.
On average. I was going to say snart.
Two words of the week. On average and snart. Yeah.
How about this? I'm going to ask you a final question. I ask everybody on my show this question. What is your number one tip for everybody out there listening to be a little less average?
Let that snort out.
Don't hold back your farts because it's a health hazard.
Exactly.
Amazing. Okay, great. And with that said, rate the show 5 stars.
Rate the show 5 stars.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow Joe on Instagram.
My handle is @Joe_Franco. And the show has an account as well @NotYourAverageJoePod. Please send us a DM and let us know what you thought about this episode. Are you on Team Fart?
That's the question of the week.
And then,
are you on Team Fart?
Also, what do you think about Donnie's search for love? Please send him words of encouragement. I'll read all of your responses if you send me a DM of how Donnie can make sure he finds the right kind of love in his life. We are very happy that you tuned in today, and we will come back tomorrow when I resume my writing challenge.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear more from Donnie, please let us know. Again, I'm checking DMs. Ask us what you want Donnie to ask me about. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Or questions for Donnie, and I can interview him next time.
Please interview me. I want to be interviewed.
I'm interviewing you next time. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Have an above average day because you deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Team Fart.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Like, imagine if there are, like, bloopers. Like, bloopers somewhere.
We're gonna make bloopers.
Little less poop mouth, but yeah.
What do you mean, little less poop mouth?
I heard a cuss right there.
What did I say?
The D word.
Damn?
Mm-hmm.
Damn is not a cuss word.
Is it?
Damn.
I'm sorry, I just...
Maybe for you it is. For me, it's... Okay, I'll take out my poop words.
Yeah, I just zoned out really. Why do I zone out the tongue like this?
What?
I zoned out.
Oh, well...
Like, you know when you're staring at something and your mind just shuts off.
Yeah, because are you tired?
Possibly. Okay. I don't know.
So anyways...
I didn't know how to describe that, so I just started twitching my eye and opening my mouth.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.